Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us here at Alternative Talk Radio. And to all of you who are familiar with our show, welcome back. And whoops, we got some more music going on. The music wants to play. There we go. Okay. Well, again, thank you so much for joining our show. And we started a new Twitter page, so you can follow us at Alternative Talk. And our website is alternativetalkradio.tv. So tonight, you are in for a very, very special treat. It's going to be an emotional ride because this two-hour program, we have our returning guest, intuitive and medium, Adela Levine. And, you better fasten your seatbelts because tonight, you're bound to experience some very, very intense and eye-opening moments. And whether you get a reading or you're just simply listening to other callers having readings, you're going to just be blown away and moved and probably relate to one story or another. So, again, our call-in number is 818-337-0013. Again, that's 818-337-0013. And for the best audio quality, please try to call us on a landline as opposed to a cell phone. And you also have to have your phone unblocked for the ID caller and that your computer is muted so we don't get any echoes. And so, as I said, you can phone in, you can listen to the show, and if at any time you'd like to get in on the host line to get a reading from Adela, simply press the number 1 on your keypad on your phone. And so just a quick intro, Adela, I got to tell you, is one of the most gifted intuitives and mediums I've ever come across. That's why I love to have her on the show. The accuracy of her readings really helped give a tremendous amount of clarity and healing to so many people. She's truly a very caring person, and she puts her all into her readings, and whether it be a one-on-one in person or on the phone or in her gallery group readings where she limits the amount of people to make sure everybody is read. So it's just a joy to watch her at work. So tonight we are going to dedicate this show to her nephew, Jeremy Karp. And he's going through a lot of great challenges right now in life, and you can learn more about him. He's got a Facebook page that Adela will tell you about real quickly, and then we'll get to the reading. So with that, I'd like to bring on this very special, beautiful soul, Adela Levine. Gail, how you doing there?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing okay.
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm so excited to have you on, and I'm so excited to see what you and Spirit have in store for all our listeners tonight.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be back.
Oh.
Looking forward to it.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to dedicate this to my nephew's actually having a fundraiser tonight in Oregon. He's battling a pretty severe cancer. That attacks the nervous system, and I just felt like it's a perfect example of somebody who's going through something and people gather around, and he inspired people with his ability to fight this. He was given a much shorter time, and he's been able to fight it longer than they had told him, and he's always marched to the beat of his own drum. He's a strong spirit, and I feel just being who he is an example of how you can inspire people no matter what. And the Facebook page is Jeremy Karp Fund, so Jeremy K-A-R-P Fund, F-U-N-D, and I donated two of my readings for the fundraiser tonight since I can't be there. Just really proud of my niece, Tavia, who also is a big push behind a lot of this. And I just felt like it's really good to show how, there's something everyone has in common, which is our own immortality, and sometimes that looking at someone facing something like that can make you think of your own immortality or inspire you to maybe look at other spiritual avenues. I know that for me, when I was faced with my mother had gotten leukemia, it's kind of sent me on my own spiritual path and made me start questioning, what we're really made of, which is, body and spirit. And her visitations and things like that started me heading down this path, and her fighting spirit as well. So, I just wanted to do something in the honor of people who are gathering around tonight for him.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. And bless him and on his journey. And, we talked about that before, where we come in these physical bodies to go through different things and experience different things that affect the way we think and our spiritual souls. And,
Definitely. I feel everybody, especially right now, the world is going through a lot of trauma, and I feel like everybody wants to try to learn about other things that exist more than just, material world. And it's a good time in some ways where people are starting to have a higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And like we've talked before, I don't have any problem with people being unsure or skeptical about whether this exists or not. I feel that people should, investigate and be very careful about who you're getting a reading from or who you're getting information from, because really we're all born with the knowledge and understanding that's built inside of us. And if that's one of the reasons why I decided to really push myself out there was to let people know it's okay to not be sure about what you believe in, and there's nobody who can really tell you any, for sure truth, and to find your own truth. And everybody has different ways they go on that path. And as far as tonight goes, as far as the readings, and what's going to happen is I'm going to do both readings tonight, the intuitive reading and the medium readings, but I am asking everyone, you have to choose between, so one or the other. It's very difficult to jump from you back to someone who has passed on to you. It can get a little confusing and draining, so just pick which type of reading you want. And to be clear, the medium reading is very simple. It's those who've passed on. And intuitive reading is all about you and what's going on with you. And for the medium readings, I'm just saying for people to realize that because people who've passed on get very excited about being seen, we're not sure who's going to come in. I'm not going to ask you to tell me. I'm going to tell you who I see, and if it's not the person you feel connected to, I'll ask them to step aside, and we'll keep going and see who comes in, but not too many times because we want to make room for everybody.
Okay, great. Well, we have the caller line starting to fill up. Are you ready to go?
What? Ready? let me check. No. I'm not sure. No, yeah. Let's go. So just I'm asking people to don't feel like you have to fill in the blanks, but you need to speak because those are not, they're not looking to talk to me. Believe it or not, they don't have much interest in me. They're looking to talk to you. So hearing your voice helps raise their vibration and helps them feel that you're there. So don't forget to communicate back. I'm not asking you to fill in the blanks, and I'll guide you through the process. It should be all good.
Okay. First name okay of the caller?
First name only, yeah, it's fine. I'd rather a little information the better.
Okay. And I remember from the last show that you said that even though they don't give you information, that you let the spirit guide you and give you information, that there is something about the vibrational energy,
yes,
of their,
right,
voice.
Right. Speaking, using, when you speak to the person you're looking to talk to, that's how they feel you. And that's what I was saying. I'm just literally a telephone line trying to communicate what they're saying to you. They can hear you fine. You just can't hear them. So me as the mediator, I'm really just mediating the spirit to you. So when you don't speak, we kind of do all this crazy charades, like, I don't know, it doesn't seem like they're getting it, and we're both kind of talking to each other, wondering what's going on. So if you say something like, yeah, that makes sense, or no, that doesn't make sense, then it makes it much easier for everybody, and the vibration does raise.
Great.
So I'll remind people. I really do.
Great. That's fantastic. Okay. Well, we are going to go to our first caller then, Dayla, and we've got somebody coming in from the 781 area code, if you'll hold just one moment. And 781, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My name is Patty, and I was looking for more of an intuitive reading than a mediumship, but I'm open to whatever you get.
Just pick, because I turn on that button for which you're doing. If that's what you want, that's what you're going to get, the intuitive. Is that what she said?
Yeah, and if you want me to narrow, so I was interested around career.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to do a little bit about you, so to make sure I'm connected to you. So I'm just going to say a little bit about how I see you tick. That way, and make sure that I'm connecting to you, because a lot of times readers say things that kind of sound like someone else, you know. And so I'll do a little bit about that, and you just kind of listen, and then I'll go into the career, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing, I'm writing this down, so if I pause for a minute, it's why. The first thing that I feel like about you is that you have an energy that's very direct. I feel like you're somebody who, when you're dealing with people or in even work, that you just like to get to the point. And, you know, you don't appreciate if people are, like, passive-aggressive or say something they don't mean, because you're one of those people that says when you mean something, you say it. Reverse that. When you say something, you mean it. It looks like also... real smart, real quick. You don't need to explain things more than once. When I see you doing for work, are you in the middle of looking for work right now?
I am. And by the way, you're dead on. I don't know if it's my personality or the fact that I grew up in New York, but it makes you that way.
It's probably both. New Yorkers tend to be that way, right? But, you know,
right.
You wouldn't be able to survive in New York if you weren't that way also. well, when I see you looking for work, it looks like you're really good at business. It also looks like it might be the career that you had might just be kind of drying up. So I feel like it's probably difficult for you to think of switching careers completely. I don't feel totally great about that idea for you, but at the same time, it looks like you keep bumping your head up against what you were doing before. For some reason, I just see you being really good at juggling a bunch of things. I keep seeing like a bunch of files or paperwork. It's like an office setting, and it looks kind of business. What were you doing before all of this went down?
I was doing contracts negotiation.
Oh, that's why all the paperwork in your hand, huh? Was it contracts for, like, entertainment?
No, it was software.
Okay. Because my feeling is that the same thing that you were doing, you can segue into, like, a completely different avenue. So, in other words, that part, just when I see it, it looks kind of, like, dried up. But I feel like your ability to do the negotiations or, like, even being, like, pardon the pun, like a mediator for, like, contracts and things like that, like for other businesses. Have you ever thought of, because I kept seeing something like law, so I guess it makes sense. You ever thought of kind of going into, like, doing what you were doing but just in just a completely different field?
I have, and I've actually sent resumes out to different fields. What I run up against is typically, you know, for example, healthcare. They look for someone with a healthcare background, and I don't have that. That's kind of an example.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's why I kind of feel like what's better is kind of almost if you're doing like a freelance type of thing. Are you really good just period, like law period? Like, because I know there's like so many people because I just keep seeing like working for an actual company is going to be very, like you're saying, difficult. But it looks to me like you'd be actually really good independently, like starting something on your own. More freelance. I feel like it's going to take forever for some reason to kind of keep trying to go with a company and frustrating. But it looks like there's even people around you who would even hire you for like small businesses, like starting there and then building and going. Because you have so many skills that could be utilized. I don't feel like you're supposed to switch completely out of what you were doing, just segueing it. But it definitely looks more entrepreneurial to me. I think you do really well, more working for yourself, even though that probably sounds kind of scary.
No, it doesn't sound scary. It's just not something that I'm ready to do right now. So I was kind of looking for another opportunity before I did that.
I feel like if you just did a little bit right now, you might be surprised, even if you just kind of put the word out. A lot of times people forget to put the word out around people around them. And I often see the opportunity is right around you if you just tell people, and you're so independent, you don't tell people anything that you need or going through. So if you start telling people about that you're thinking about doing this, I just already see that there's a couple of people who would be interested. Just test it out. And you could still keep trying. I don't know why I saw entertainment, but I even saw kind of doing contracts in the entertainment world. Could see that. And you could kind of try other fields. But in the meantime, I just try a little bit of telling people that you have these services. I just see more. I think you'd be surprised that you're going to have more success than you're thinking. It's just very new.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome. Great. Thank you for calling in. Okay. And take good care of yourself and good luck on your endeavors there.
Thanks.
That's great. Okay. Great. Yeah. You know, it's something that people think that something can happen that is off the beaten path of what they could possibly imagine happening. Yeah. A lot of times there's, you know, it's such a hard time to kind of go completely on your own, but I've often seen that when you tell people around you, you get really surprised at how people actually didn't know that you were willing to do that. And I've seen it happen. So that's why I say just start. Change just happens a little bit by little bit. You can't make drastic change.
And you're getting some little whispers from spirit, huh? Okay. Well, trust it. Trust it. It's amazing what happens there. All right. That's great. Best of luck to you, sweetie. All right. We are going to then jump now over to the 818 area code. And
Hometown.
Okay. Let's see who we got here. Hi, welcome to the show. Who have we got here? First name.
My name is Rose.
Rose?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Rose.
Hi, how are you doing? Where were you looking? What did you say?
Medium?
A medium reading?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you have someone particular, people you particularly you're looking to talk to?
I would like to talk to. You want me to tell you?
No, like it's this. Okay. I just kind of want to know if there's someone in particular. Okay.
For my mom.
Hey, you weren't supposed to tell me that. All right. There's a woman I was about to say on your mother's side. She's greeting you with a kiss. She seems pretty excited. And she's kind of jumping up and down. She's also saying something. I'm going to do confirmations. I forgot to say at the beginning of the show that that I'll have people tell me specific things and to do confirmations. So she's talking about what's she saying? She's talking about her, when I ask her about her passing. She's actually had. She was kind of peaceful about it. It's not always the case that everyone's peaceful about it. And she's telling me it wasn't sudden, that she knew this was coming and that, there's some kind of relief to it. And she's talking about thanking you for something. Hold on. She says that I don't know if you had this conversation before or if it was a conversation you were standing around her, but it's something like she feels like you helped her through it. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah, you have to talk back. So does that make sense to you?
So far, yeah.
Okay, which part?
I believe that she's moved on and I helped the passing.
Were you there by her side? Because she keeps showing me like an image of you there by her side.
No, she was in Arizona.
Were you just talking to? She keeps talking about a conversation that she had with you, that looks like it helped her feel comfortable with her passing. Do you know what she's talking about? Sorry, go ahead.
I talk to her when I'm in my car.
Oh, she's talking about now. Okay. But before she passed, she keeps saying she knew she saw it coming. So it wasn't like a sudden thing. So she's saying that she felt like she was prepared. Do you know what she's talking about?
No, because it was an accident.
Oh, wow. Okay. Like a car accident? Is that what you mean by accident?
Yeah.
Okay, then let me ask her what she's talking about. Well, it's weird to me because she's not showing me her passing like on the spot. Like, I don't know why I keep being shown like a hospital, like she's in a hospital. Did they say she passed like on the spot, or was this in a hospital?
No, instantly, on the spot.
Okay. Then I don't understand what she's saying because she keeps talking about her saying that she saw it coming, unless she's saying she saw this coming. And she is not talking to me unless this isn't your mom. This could be somebody else. So that's why I like to do confirmations about who this person is. Because this person is saying
that. Oh, I thought we were talking about my sister. We were talking about my mom?
Yeah.
Oh, my mom saw it coming. She died of cancer, yeah.
Okay.
And I helped her go. You're right, I helped
You're
her go.
You're confusing me.
I'm sorry,
but
I didn't know
okay,
it's
because if it,
yeah,
it,
I helped
yeah,
my mom go.
Okay, because if it doesn't fit, then what I do is just make sure I'm not. That's why I do confirmations, to make sure someone else didn't jump in, interrupt, or I'm talking to the right person. I don't want to, like, assume it's your mom. That's why I like to do confirmations. All right, so no, your mom ruled. She won the battle of being the first person to talk to you. Sorry. Your mom was, like, straight forward right now. You might have been wanting to talk to your sister. I'm not sure, but your mom was definitely the first one to pop in. She mostly wanted to thank you for what you did, because what you did actually helped her pass. And if, as far as your sister goes, I guess you wonder if they're together and they're together. It's not always the case that people are together, but she's very much, they are together. And your sister, yeah. Does your sister have a daughter?
No.
Okay. Because somebody's talking about their daughter, unless it's your mom talking over your sister again. Because I see your sister's definitely more upset, and she's talking about children. Did she not have children?
No, she didn't have children. But I named my daughter after her.
Oh, that's what she's saying daughter for. Okay. Yeah, because this is like kind of a speed reading. I just kind of get these blips, and I'm trying to get, I like to get it more specific. So, yeah, she kept yelling out daughter, daughter, and then your mom yelled out something. They're kind of talking back and forth, you know. But your sister is, you know, it was very upsetting for her, but she definitely feels the honor of you naming your daughter after her. I don't know if you know, but she's been around your daughter when she was really little. So just kind of know that. She kind of acts like a guardian for her. Keep talking to both of them, because it's obviously working. They're hearing you quite a bit.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, they're absolutely. Yeah, there's with a mom and a daughter, especially your mom, they don't tend to go too far. And your mom seems to be around you a lot. And her main last thing in closing is she just wanted to let you know how much she appreciated how you helped her pass over.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Did you have any other questions before we go to the next caller? You sound a little blown away there.
I mean, I wish you could tell me more, but I guess it's
not. it's just a short thing, you know. If it's like on a short reading, I know, but you know.
Can you ask my mom if I'm handling the estate the way she would want it?
Well, she can hear you, so I don't have to ask her. She's saying that, you know, when she was alive, she would have cared a lot about something to do with the house and other things, but she doesn't have much attachment to those things anymore. She's also talking about making sure some people who are interfering, something like interfering with what you're trying to do, and not to worry about it because she's working on it. Are you having some interference from other people in the family?
Yes, they don't want to go along with the will.
She says not to worry about it, because I know it sounds kind of nutty, but it's kind of divine intervention is going to help make this go the way you want it, because she's not happy about the stress they're giving you over everything. So she trusted you for a reason.
Right. Okay.
Wow. Got it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's giving me chills. I guess those are confirmations. Yeah, those are confirmations. I forgot to say that at the beginning, that if I'm asking about little things that might seem not a big deal, like an object or a time period or something, it has nothing to do with their harping on that. It's because I'm doing the best I can, and we have such a short time.
Yeah.
I usually do readings for like an hour and a half hour. People even feel like it's too short. But the confirmations is to make sure you know it's coming from them and not me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, radio shows just to give everybody a taste of Adela.
Taste of Adela.
Private
the spirit
reading.
World.
Do you
well, I hope that
reading?
Helped, Rose.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that helped a lot. Do you do private readings?
Yes, if you go to my website, adelalevine.com, A-D-E-L-E-L-A-V-I-N-E.com.
A-D-E-L-A.
A-D-E-L-A. Sorry, I don't know how to spell my own name, apparently. A-D-E-L-A-L-A-V-I-N-E.com. It can tell you everything about how I do private readings.
And right. We'll post it on the show page. So
you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you go back to the show page, if you missed it, again, it's Adela Levine, excuse me.
Levine, yeah.
.com, and we will have her website posted on the show page. So thank you so much for sharing, Rose. It was a really inspirational call, and wow, I just love this. Good, best of luck to you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. All right. So we're going to. Are you all right, Adela, to keep on going?
Yeah, let's keep on going.
Okay. Let's keep on going. And we're going to get the next caller from the 310 area code. It
Woo-hoo.
Looks
like. Again.
Kind of local there.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Let's see. Did we pick up 310 yet?
Yeah, we did.
I don't think so.
Hello.
Hello?
I hear a voice.
Hello?
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 Yes, we got you on the line there. Thank you. Welcome to Alternative Talk Radio, and you're on the air with Adela.
Yeah, hi, it's Johnny. I wanted to talk to you about my brother, Bob, who passed away.
Hey, Johnny, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I think it's fair to say that I know Johnny, so
okay.
But I haven't but I haven't talked to him at all about this. So so I guess
I don't blame him for trying.
So what do you want to talk to him about? Do you want to talk to him about this period? Do you just want me to talk to him and let me
just
do what I do?
Him just to see
okay.
if he has anything to say or just made his transition. So
okay. Well, I know that the only thing you told me or texted me was that he passed away and he was sick. I don't really know the other details, so let me just see what he has to say. The first thing he says is he's kind of just laughing. I don't know what he's laughing about. He's laughing probably about this whole scenario, how that you found a way to get to him. He's also saying that it was a relief for him. He's showing me suffering from like different things. He feels like that he, I don't know. It felt like he's kind of making me feel like it was kind of torturous in his own body. So he feels the first thing he felt was relief. And he's for some reason he's showing me something about his legs hurting him. Do you know what he's talking about?
No, I don't know about his legs. No.
What?
I didn't know about his legs. I didn't know about his legs.
Okay. And then he's talking about, he's showing me breathing. His breathing looks really difficult. And he keeps pointing to his chest area. It just like feels like my body's on fire, like the pain. I don't know. Do you know about his pain?
Yeah.
What was the pain?
Well,
you know the drill, Johnny. What's a good confirmation?
I know more about. I know more that he was having like memory problems and seizures and stuff like that.
Okay, you know, as far as making his transition, you know, he's getting used to it, but he's actually taking to it. It doesn't always happen right away that people feel comfortable with the passing, but he took to it pretty quick because of the suffering he was in.
Mm-hmm.
So he's exploring everything right now. He's also talking about being very science-minded.
Right.
So he's very much more interested in the science of it all, like how he's energy now and what that means, and he's trying to learn about it. He's making jokes about the movie Ghost, trying to learn to move things. He definitely is around you a lot because he knows this is something you're interested in and you get. So if you would talk to him, you'd probably start to see a lot of signs from him. Is there something else you wanted to ask him?
What can I do to bring comfort to his kids and wife and...
to his kids, he's just talking about if you let him, let them know. Does he have a son?
Yeah.
Because he's talking about the boy. Is he older?
Yeah, 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 30s.
Okay. Because he's talking, he keeps calling him boy. He feels like his son's having a hard time with all this, mostly because his belief, and he's not sure what he believes. He's mostly saying, you know, like, you know, just talk to them about how much he suffered, and that the suffering is over, and that it's kind of like, you know, they just believe that his life was cut short, and obviously that. They don't feel like it's fair, but if you keep reminding them about that he was really suffering and that he's having relief from the suffering, although he, of course, would want to be there with his kids, but he didn't feel like he could be a whole person anymore. And he didn't feel like
right.
a whole man anymore. So mostly
right.
it's about talking to him about the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's
okay.
great.
Does that help?
That's helpful.
Before you hang up, Johnny, is it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
I would like to know, because I never asked this of the callers, how has this reading helped you? Does
well,
it give you some relief?
Yeah, it did, and then it also just... It confirmed, because I looked on the blog site, I got the email from Adele this morning, and then it, I don't know, for some reason my computer just buzzes on that the program goes on. So it also was a confirmation for me just to tune into spirit and to tune into that, my own instinct to, you know, reach out and try to have that connection with my brother. So on that
mm-hmm.
regard, and then also the, yeah, just the understanding that the depth of his suffering, I think, is helpful. Because I had a glimpse of it, but now that Adela talks a little bit more about it. And my instinct was also that he was kind of suffering, and that was the confirmation that he needed to go.
Because you look far from him.
Yeah,
you look far from him, right? Yeah.
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 And the other part, though, too, just quickly, is that he seemed
sure.
to, in the last year of his life, kind of open up his spirit more. Like, he was, like, way more, I'm a pretty open guy, and he was, like, way more open than me. It's kind of strange that way. Is there anything to say about that? Like, he's, like, really vulnerable and really open and really spirited. In some way.
Well, I don't know, because the way he was showing it to me is that he definitely comes from more of the science, like quantum physics part of
yeah.
things, like
yeah.
believing that, you know, energy
yeah,
goes somewhere. Yeah, okay, so that's why he's just more science-based. And,
right.
I, you know, he knew he was going to die, is what he's
yeah.
saying. So he
right.
wanted to start exploring, you know, his belief system and what he should maybe be looking into, and it definitely brought him. It didn't bring him comfort, but he's talking about that it brought him a knowledge that he needed to have, which is that, you know, energy does go somewhere, and that he would exist
right.
in some
right.
form, and that was important.
So he was
to him.
Exploring more of that in the last year.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
yeah.
people have that innate sense.
Right.
And he knew.
But,
and he said,
but also just he was just seemed to be like he'd come up and give you a hug and oh, you know, just he was just way more
pretty much
emotionally available.
He just keeps saying because he knew he was going to pass.
Right. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Yeah. That happens.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny. Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing that and best of luck on your continued spiritual growth. It sounds like you're on the right path there, that's for
all
sure.
Right.
And
thank you.
It helps everyone. Thank you so much.
Okay,
take
thanks.
Care of
thanks,
yourself.
Adela.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Take care. Yeah, you know, Adela, it's really interesting how, you know, we don't, besides the readings, it's really, really, really important for people to hear about
the explanation of how we are energy, how this whole thing works, really.
I mean, a lot of people have different belief systems who do what I do, and I understand people who come from a science base, because I think I come from that too, because I believe a lot in quantum physics, and I believe in, like, the Matrix, the movie The Matrix, mm-hmm. of how, like, you know, there is no set destiny. We set our own destiny on every decision we make that changes our path course, and that energy just disperses into another form of energy, and that this is one plane. Like, I'm a big fan of the Twilight Zone, like old Twilight Zone series, and he was just like ahead of his time, and a lot of his stuff was about kind of spirituality and science, if you look at it, and the fact that we're not the only, this isn't the only realm that exists, this isn't the only world that exists, and that if we, if our bodies pass on, as you can see, I'm a big, like, movie person, like the movie Avatar, which was about somebody who was from one place who went into a body of an avatar and became into a different form. That whole movie is all about that. It's all about spirituality, of how he just transformed from one form of himself to another form. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of what I believe. I don't feel like it's as mystical as people might think. And we were talking earlier about how when people pass on, it's kind of like how when we grow up and we forget what it's like to be a child, and children get very in wonderment about things. We can do silly things to them, and they think we're, like, magical and amazing. And we kind of laugh at that, like, oh, they don't know. But we forget we were that way, too. When people pass on and they just become pure energy and they flick your lights on or they move something or whatever, they're trying to get a hold of you, and they forget how scary it is for us because we can't see it. I mean, I can see it, or people, we all could see it if people open that part up and master it. And so they think it's kind of funny to them, like, oh, all I'm doing is just being an energy, you know, don't worry about it. But they don't want to scare people or anything. So to me, it's just energy that goes into another form, just isn't bounded by the physical realm. And it doesn't mean you don't feel, you don't have consciousness. It doesn't mean you don't even still have sadness. And sometimes people are angry after they pass because they felt like they were cheated or whatnot. So it's just a different world almost.
Yeah, and that brings up a good point. Like we talked about on the last show, for those who didn't catch it, it's not all about just us on this side. It's a whole relationship when you become this, what you call a phone line.
Right, right.
It's the communication for, just as that caller with the family issues and the house and all that,
right.
where yeah,
right.
And that there's also issues that they are working through when they left the physical body. That it's our consciousness is our mind, and
mm-hmm.
our mind has issues still and growing to do.
Right.
And so even once we cross over without this body, that there's things that they need help talking through. With people on this side as well to resolve issues and also to help influence and
mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, because a lot of times people don't realize that people who have passed on, they want to talk to you, not just for you, but if they can talk to you about something, it helps them elevate to another place because it's just different planes, and it helps them move, go, okay, I've grown, I've elevated, I can now explore more of this other world, and it helps them expand. So they're not just talking to people for you, but it also helps them as well. That's why there's a lot of anxiousness, that they, you know, imagine being invisible and no one sees you. You get very anxious to
yeah.
communicate with that person. And it's not, they want to comfort and let you know that they're around, but they also need it too. So, yeah, absolutely.
Now, and how is it, for example, when you said that mother, she's going to help facilitate to help make things right. What do you think it is with their energy and their thought processes that can help change and influence and
mm-hmm.
with circumstances and people's thoughts? and
yeah, it's definitely having to do with people. They can people have passed on. They can like start to do things to like influence, like maybe whisper in someone's ear if there's someone's looking to get a job or want to buy a house or they need more money. They can like kind of send signs and help guide and kind of, you know, move the energy, just kind of people talk about manifestation on this plane, they kind of manifest on that plane to help you out. And that's why I would say, you know, talk to them, try to listen for the signs because they are trying to help you because they just have a bird's eye view, kind of like they're looking at the matrix code and being able to see like, hey, if you go here, if you do this, you do that, I can help guide you.
So they kind of get into your mindset and your thought processes?
No, because the way they see us is through energy and through emotion. So they can feel your emotion. They can see the different, our energy changes, different colors, kind of like wearing those glasses, that the thermal glasses that see different colors. They can see the energy change. They can see, they can feel you. It's kind of like the same here. If you have an kind of a quote psychic ability or something, and you feel a pull, like a mother feels like, I don't know, I got to get home, or there's something wrong with my child, or you have a partner and you feel like a pull. It's that times 10 for them because that's all they are. Is that. They're not blocked by material world. They're not like trying to like drive somewhere and go pay bills. Or so. They're just purely in tuned with that. Now, it takes a while for them to master it. They don't immediately pass on and go, oh, I get it all. They have to kind of learn this new way of existing. It takes a while.
That's it. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of people who do energy healing at a distance, right?
Right. It's like I can do remote viewing. I can do readings. I started off doing readings online just through questions because it was when I was really beginning. And I don't need to, I've had people give me fake names and things like that, so I don't need to know the person's name or anything. I just go to where that energy is and tune in, and that's how they exist purely on the other side.
Oh, that's so fascinating. Yeah. And like I said, as fascinating as it is for in a nanosecond, you can talk to Europe. They're just a little bit farther. Where? How far are they anyway?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Europe is pretty like 7-hour plane ride.
Across the veil. Is there no time space?
There's no time on their plane. So the time doesn't really exist. You know, kind of like a day is like a month there, and so they kind of. The veil is like when you first die, you cross the veil, and when you first cross right through the veil, it's very different. It's where all of the souls kind of reside. It's very crazy, really busy, and sometimes people stay right there. They don't want to move past. Right through the veil.
To go on their own journey because they're connected down here?
Yeah, they're connected or they're just not ready. They may not get yet. Like, look, if you keep going, don't worry, you're going to still be able to be connected to your loved one.
You can still jump down.
Right.
Well,
you're just existing in two places at once. So it's kind of like if you're sitting in a chair and you see your shadow and your shadow's touching the wall, your shadow's touching the wall, and you're still sitting in a chair, and you're existing in two places at once.
That's a great example.
So we do that a lot here, and for them, people always feel like, oh, I don't want to hold them back, I don't want to, you know, blah, 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 but the truth is that, that you definitely aren't, because they can exist in two planes. But sometimes people kind of want to stay right where the veil is, because they're scared, they're not sure if they want to keep going, they want to be more close to this plane. And then the more they get used to it, I've seen people start to move and explore different planes. People who have a high consciousness, when they pass, they tend to shoot up pretty fast. I mean, they tend to go, yeah, I don't need to hang out by the veil, I'm good, you know. They've been waiting to, like, explore and stuff, so it definitely varies. People who have never thought that they'd have a conscience. I've had people come in really confused at the idea that they are even talking to me at all, that they have a conscious state at all. So they had no idea that that could exist. So that takes them a while to adjust.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just so fascinating. My goodness. Well, okay, we've got another little educational background there on the spirit world. Just fascinating. And we've got these anxious people waiting. So we've filled your head with some information. Now we're going to do another read.
Okay.
All right. We're going to bring on somebody over here from the 661 area code next.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and do that. And 661, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Adela.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Cynthia.
Cynthia?
Yeah.
And what kind of reading did you want?
Love.
So you want an intuitive reading?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I don't know if you heard the other person did intuitive reading, but first I'm going to talk a little bit about you and how you tick, so that helps me make sure I'm connecting to you. And then I can jump into love, okay?
Okay.
Can you hear me? Okay. I think there's a delay or something.
Yeah. Are you on a cell phone, hon?
I am.
Okay. Okay. Try to find the best spot in the house.
Just know that we might get delayed with each other. So,
right.
Okay. So let me just see. I'm just gonna go. Just writing down real quick. The first thing that I hear about you is that you have a lot of nurturing energy. Very kind. You did give out a lot, probably too much. I don't feel like you put enough boundaries up with people. you know, the more you give, the more people take. And I think maybe you're learning that now, which my feeling is probably something you're going to have to learn through love relationships. Because I feel like you tend to be the person everybody comes to take care of things and solve problems. But I'm not quite sure who is helping you with your problems. When I see love, I like to just see on an energy level first. So you could be with someone, but I could see a separation, or there's a separation, I could see someone next to you. I'm seeing male energy. Is this a masculine energy? Are you dating men or women?
Men.
Okay. But I feel like when I see somebody there next to you, but I'm not quite, it doesn't look like they're connected to you. Did you break up with somebody?
No.
Okay, because I feel like there's somebody like you're still thinking about, so I don't know if it's somebody you were with or there's someone you're interested in, because I see someone, but I don't see them fully connected. They're just kind of standing off to the side. Are you talking about love, like you're looking for someone, or is this someone that I'm looking at that's particularly interested in?
No, I'm just opening up to a relationship now.
Did you have, when was your last relationship?
About 6 years ago.
Oh, so you've been by yourself for 6 years?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I feel like that breakup was pretty hanging close to you. Like, it was pretty devastating, because I still see his energy kind of in your space, so I'm glad you're letting it go. I like to see the kind of people that you, like the kind of person the last person was, so I can see the kind of person I want to push you towards. I feel like because you are a nurturing person, that person to me looks like they took you for granted quite a bit. And I don't think you've ever had anybody who's really taken care of you. And you've allowed to take care of you, because you've always been the giver, and I can see he wasn't kind at all. So I can see why you were not wanting to be with someone. That it looks like it drained you completely.
He and I are still friends.
What'd you say?
I said he and I are still friends.
Well, friends is fine. But I don't know if that's so good for you to be friends with him. I mean, that's just what I see. You know, what'd you say?
I said it was my ex-husband.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of probably why I kept seeing him on the side. Because that's why I was kind of confused. You said you broke up, but I just kept still seeing him hanging there. My feeling is to get to have a new situation. That situation, that friendship is probably going to dissipate quite a bit because I can't see you being with someone who's going to be comfortable with that friendship. I mean, you might have to be friends with him. Do you have kids with him?
Yeah. And
okay.
He's already moved on.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about when you meet somebody new. I'm talking about even for you. I feel like it's been more difficult for you. But when I see you with somebody new, I see somebody much more of like a real partner, like a true partner, somebody who doesn't put out your fire because you're very, even though you're nurturing everything, you're very independent. And I feel like when you were in your last relationship, you didn't get to really kind of be your fiery self. I kind of feel like it was kind of squashed. So since you're finally kind of letting yourself get out there, don't do internet dating, though. You're not doing internet dating, are you?
Oh, no. I wasn't there.
Okay. So that's not going to ever really work. It doesn't really work for too many people. I'm not saying it doesn't work for people, but intuitive or sensitive people. My feeling is to just let yourself go really slow because I feel like at this time, like this year, it's just about you kind of just testing the waters. I wouldn't worry about anything too serious right now and kind of just letting yourself test out what works for you. And I would definitely pick somebody, kind of start looking at being more towards somebody who isn't controlling. I can see like really strong men, but they don't have to be strong and controlling. You know, they could be strong enough to let you be strong and be your own person. So I kind of feel like I just see you dating right now, and then just seems like maybe like in 9 months. So when I see time, I don't see it like that's when it will begin. It means like I see it already happening. Then I can see you actually meeting someone who's more like a partner. But I feel like right now you got to get just comfortable testing the waters because your heart is still kind of opening. It's going to take someone this time around, it's going to take some, you're going to test this guy quite a bit, which is fine because he's going to be able to take it. Are you dating yet?
I've gone out.
You don't sound too thrilled about it.
Well, I wasn't interested, so I just kind of forced myself to do it.
I know. Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Just force yourself. Just fake it till you make it. That's what this, like, 9 months is going to be. 9 months is, like, a perfect number. It's kind of like giving birth. You know, you got to reborn yourself. You know what I mean? You got to get yourself back in your power, in your feminine power, in your energy. So don't worry about pressure, about meeting, quote, Mr. Right or getting in a relationship. Just try to have fun as best as you can. You don't sound thrilled about it, but I know that it's going to change. Just let yourself try to open your heart. Just take your time. Don't let people rush you. Don't listen to other people, by the way. They're going to push you too hard. So does that make sense for you, Cynthia?
It does.
Oh, okay. Well, check on back with us and let us know when that Mr. Right comes rolling through. And also, I'll keep you online before we hang up. But, you know, Adela, how people, when they start to feel down about themselves or they feel like they too strong, that they have to have it, does that kind of close doors for the energy to flow and for it to happen?
Well, I think it's when people are hard on themselves, and I think it usually comes from, especially love. Love is
the one thing I'd say about love is love, business is a straight line. You can read business straight, but love is very volatile because you have, like, two people and you have the relationship, and that's why it can change every minute. Like, she's open to it right now, and she's kind of pushing herself, but it's going to shift because her heart's shifting, and when it shifts, then she's going to get more open to it. She's going to start to see more clearly about what she wants, and it's going to change, like, on a daily basis. So that's why no one can tell someone, oh, for sure you're going to do this, for sure, because you have two people involved, and then you have the power of love, which just completely shifts all the time.
Oh, boy.
And nobody can peg love. That's why they write songs about it. That's why they write movies. Everyone's trying to figure out the formula of love. And heartbreak is a big part of it, too. So my always feeling is, like, people always want to pressure people, like, get out there, do this, like, just get back on the horse. And we don't function like that. We're human beings. We do everything kind of on a slow thing. We walk. We crawl, and then we walk, and then we run, you know, so it's the same thing. Like, you know, you got to heal, then you got to start kind of playing around and seeing how you feel on the dates, and then you got to feel like, wait, do I like this? Do I not like this? So, yeah, I kind of feel like when something's forced, it just kind of confuses a person, and it makes them not enjoy it at all, instead of let it be organic. And that's why I think sensitive people, intuitive people, high conscious people have a hard time with internet dating, because it's very like being interviewed or something, and it's very like flat, you know, okay, here's my profile, here's my picture. You don't get a vibe, you don't get a feeling for somebody, and it doesn't happen organically. It's kind of forced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
So, like, I'm not saying people don't have success on it, but I don't know, a lot of really sensitive people have a hard time with it.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
I guess that answered your question, sort of.
Yes.
No, that did. Well, actually, I love your saying, fake it till you make it. I love that one. That is fantastic. I can't take credit for that. That's a saying people say, because it's true. Like, sometimes it takes a while for your heart to catch up with your mind. So your mind might want to go and do new things, but your heart's still, like, healing and things like that. And, you know, relationships are a big deal. And I think it's good that when someone takes the time, like she has, to, like, really make sure she's in the space and everything. I think it's smart.
Yeah.
And it's hard, and we don't always do it. You know, we want to feel good right away. And we want that pain to go away. We just want to jump into something else that, you know, love can be like a, you know, great high.
But in order to feel complete, you can't rely on.
Yeah, it's a lesson. That's why love is a whole other thing. I can read people, and they can have careers like boom, 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 boom. And it's a common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were saying earlier, love is something everybody wants. So it doesn't matter. You can have everything organized in your life and love. And for intuitive people who do what I do, we're the worst at it, because we kind of can't tell the difference between what our intuition's telling us and what our emotions are telling us.
Oh.
So we always tend to go get readings from each other about that.
Oh.
Because it helps us. So everybody has a hard time with determining, you know, things about love.
That makes sense.
We want, the heart wants what it wants, right?
Yes. That's pretty powerful there. Or you can do what I did and start your own dating service and find Mr. Right.
Oh,
on the second event.
Well, your dating service was meant for intuitive people, you were saying, right? It was a little different.
Spiritual, just kind of formulated
or
put it out there. And
not quite the same as, like, you know, treating people like sheep.
Yeah.
Because you had a specialized dating service, right?
Well, what I did was, you know, when they talk about manifesting and the power of intention, and I just kind of made it happen and specified, this is what I'm looking for, and you're allowed in the club if you are this.
Right, but it was a spiritual aspect, right?
Absolutely.
Well, that's what makes it enormously different. That's what I'm saying. The ones that are just kind of like list your assets and list your pictures are pretty
awful.
Sterile.
That's not the true, the true spirit of a person. So, wow. Well, I hope that helps, Cynthia, and best luck to you. And we've been going over an hour, so it might be nice to give you just a little bit of a breather for 5 minutes or something. And don't hang up the phone, because you will lose your place in line, and we'll play some little music by Shane now. Is that good? Whoops, we don't have that. So we're going to go back to some more Florence. Here we go. And hang in there. We'll be right back. Childhood. Like,
oh, that's why you picked
the
song.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it's a really great, powerful song.
Wow. Well, it's probably Spirit again. Wow. That's interesting. Whoa.
Yeah. I love her.
Yeah, that was
Florence and the Machine is what her name is. She's really good.
Great lyrics. Great lyrics. Okay, well, we are going to go on to another call here. And what's the prefix 600? Just a moment here. We'll bring her on the air. Hi, who
Hello.
We got here?
Hi,
there. Hi,
you got Jim.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Jim.
I'm doing great.
What kind of reading did you want today?
I'd like a medium reading.
A medium reading, okay.
Yes.
All right, so do you have somebody in mind at all that you wanted to talk to?
Actually, it's a kind of an open-ended question. I've had an extremely interesting life with
okay.
a lot of adversity, and at times things that should never have worked out have worked out. And
hmm.
I'm curious who on
is
the other side
you?
Is helping me.
Good question. All right.
So if
well,
you
let
can
me
get
see.
Anything.
Yeah, that would be, that's very interesting. And it also, it could be a spirit, and it also could be even angelic or guide. So I'm kind of curious to see who shows up.
Yeah, me too.
There's a couple of energies around you. One of them is saying it's a male, and he's saying he's on your father's side. He looks older. I don't know if. Let me see. He puts his hands in his pockets a lot, and he's talking about being good at. Like he had really good work ethics and really smart. I can't tell if he's. Yeah, he's saying something about being good at business, but mostly. He's saying good at figuring things out. I don't know if this is like a grandfather or a father. Is
it
your
could
father
be. That's
alive?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
Which
is
one?
My grandfather. On my father's
didn't
side.
Feel like, yeah, I didn't feel like a father because he's not
yeah.
greeting you closely, which is usually tells me more of a closer relative.
Right.
He's talking about, he's one of them because he's, do you know much about him if I get him to do a confirmation for me?
Not a lot. I mean, there's a number of things I remember that he might be able to pull up, but not a lot.
Because when I see, because what he's talking about is being very good at problem solving, and there's something about him that kind of took life like he was never like a victim. He believed like if you have a problem, you just solve it, you just keep moving. He is one of them that kind of helps, but there's also behind him like a pretty tall being, so it definitely looks more like you have a lot of angelic energy that's been helping you. And there's something about, well, there's two people. Well, there's that energy standing there, but your grandfather's also bringing in somebody else. It's something about saying something about how it just wasn't this path of yours to, like, go through a lot of difficult adversity. Not that you haven't had adversity, but it's kind of like you were supposed to live by example or something. So when things go wrong, you kind of look like him to me. Like, you just kind of figure out a way to solve the problem. You don't freak out about it. You just find a way to solve it. Something about him, even though you don't know him very well, he feels very connected. And when people pass on, even if they didn't know you in life, they can know you after they pass because they can see you and see your whole life because there's no time there. So
that's exactly what I thought. I was suspicious that there was ancestors that were intervening at times of extremely challenging situations.
Well, he's definitely one of them. And then he brings in a woman who's saying he didn't know her in life very well, but she's on your mother's side. And she has a very different energy, kind of more of a powerhouse energy.
That would be my grandmother, probably.
And they didn't really know each other in life, but they definitely worked together on the other side to help you. She's saying her passing was, she feels like she was young, even though she was older, she still felt pretty young. And she's also saying that her passing was, just kind of like, she's joking, saying it wasn't that thrilling. It was just like she had like an illness and she died. So
it was uneventful, yeah.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. It's not very. And then your grandfather, them together, because she's kind of like a powerhouse. Like when she decides to do something, she does it, and he's a problem solver. So they're definitely working around you, and they're talking about something about your childhood. Something about like your parents were you kind of like ignored or something?
You know what they're talking about? Hit the nail on the head on that one.
So they're talking about, the fact that you, because of that, they feel you weren't given the tools and the things that you needed, and that is why they intervene so much. Because they feel
important.
Like you, right. So it's almost like their feeling is like you were cheated on parental care, so they are making up for it or something like that. And so that is what you're sensing. And there's not just them. There's kind of several ancestors behind. Are you like a history person, history buff person?
Not really. I'm more of a technologist.
The reason why I asked is because I just heard them, because what they're talking about is you having an interest in kind of the background of things more is interesting to you than...
Want to know the foundation of how things happened. And there's a real question in our family of how it evolved. There's a lot of generations of people who, just God only knows what they did or how that worked out.
Well, there's
definitely
a lot of, like, controversy in your family that goes way back. But there was also, I don't know, your grandfather's talking about a lot of power too. Is your family come from like overseas?
They did. They came out of Germany and they were royalty.
Okay.
And when they came to this country, they turned into farmers.
Yeah, that was very difficult.
Right.
That must have been awful.
Very challenging.
Yeah, because yeah. That's what he's saying. He's saying that the they did achieve some power here, but it might kind of reminds me of like my grandfather was in the Jewish mafia. It's kind of like that. Like there were some things going on because they weren't going to just stay in that position. It wasn't like them. So that's why there's a lot of things that are kind of like undiscovered or that, you know, unsaid, or you don't know. That's because some things were just hidden.
A lot of family secrets.
But mm-hmm. it definitely looks like that's also another reason why at least your grandfather's saying that they help you out, because they kind of feel like that's the life that everybody should have had, kind of something like that, like, mm-hmm. you know, success or something. So,
well,
yeah,
they certainly
you kind
have
of,
helped me over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you're ever in kind of when it comes to, like, finances and business, your grandfather is the one to talk to call on, because he's the mm-hmm. one who moves those things. And then if you ever feel like you're dealing with kind of family and emotional things, it looks like your grandmother, although she does have kind of an authoritative on business too, believe it or not.
Oh, she wore the pants.
Right. So she's kind of a little bit of everything.
I have another
question
for you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about a couple of my contemporaries that have passed on. Mm-hmm. And I've always been curious whether they stuck around to help or they just moved on.
And contemporaries, you mean by people you've worked with?
Peers. Yeah, people I worked with, peers, you know.
Let me see. Well, the person that comes in, I see a male who's saying he died more like sudden, like a heart attack or something. He's talking about dying kind of young. He's not very talkative. He's kind of somebody who didn't know if he believed in this sort of thing at all. He's talking about, it's like he's kind of like representing the rest of them. It looks like they don't hang out to help you, but they're definitely kind of curious about the fact that you're interested in these things. This one guy I'm really bad with names. Every once in a while I try to hear one, but I'm hearing a name that kind of sounds like Alan he's calling out.
Well, there's a couple, there's Mark and Al and Marty, but they both passed young and unexpected.
Mark and Marty, but not Alan. Right.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, he may be gone too, but I haven't talked to him lately.
No, it's just when they call out names, it's not always like their name. They just call out a name. It's kind of like a confirmation. So I didn't know if you all knew someone named Alan together. Okay.
Yeah.
Then, like I said, I don't know if I'm hearing it. No, he keeps calling it out. So I don't know. Maybe it's someone that's not. Have anything to do with who you were asking about. This person that's talking, saying that he passed, he's saying that he didn't work with you for very long, and he keeps talking about being an avid golfer, which sounds kind of cliche, I know, but and he's also talking about dying of a heart attack. He died very suddenly.
Huh.
Do you know this person?
Not offhand, but you know how these things go. You know, a lot of times you say something and I can't tell right off the bat, and I go, oh yeah. Later I go, that was who that was. So
well, it could also be not somebody at all. Like it could not be a friend at all. It could be someone completely different. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
We could have called that person down, and I have to just see if it's like a relative instead. So,
I've lived through so many different lives that people, come and go, whole groups of people.
I see.
So
right.
That could easily be someone I've passed along the way, and they stuck with me because
we
got
saying
along.
He worked with you briefly, but it's not here. I don't know where he's trying to show me, showing me another place, like another what state he's showing me. It almost looks like he's showing me like the Midwest or something like that. So I don't know. It doesn't.
Well,
I don't feel like
from.
This. Okay,
that's
so maybe I don't know why he's yelling out the name Alan. I think it's someone you guys knew, but like I said, I could be hearing it wrong because I don't always get names that great. Sometimes it's straight on, and sometimes it sounds like. But when he's yelling out this name, it's like someone you guys knew. This guy. Do you know how he died?
Are you talking about Marty?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a heart attack.
Okay. Well, he's the only one who's hanging out. Everyone else just kind of peeks in. He seems to be the most interested in how this all works. But everyone else, I would say he's the only one who pops in.
And everybody else
is definitely
kind of
more
boring.
Strong.
No. But my grandfather and grandmother make a heck of a lot of sense. Totally. Really right on there. I'll have to think about Alan. See what's going on with
that. Yeah, I think Alan is the name he's calling out. Most of the time when I get names, it's not their name. It's a name they're calling out. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see who that is. But, yeah. I
you never know because it could be something we were working, a project we were working on, or who knows. I wrote it down. It'll come to me, I bet.
Yeah. Huh?
So,
and it just shows you, like, from listening to the show, you definitely keep on talking to your grandma and your grandfather because they're definitely listening. So I hope that helps you, Jim, and I will definitely hope that other people learn from that too, that
too.
You keep talking. I don't stop talking to my grandma. I